Patient name, Cynthia Aguilar, spelled A-G-U-I-L-A-R. Date of birth, 5-16 of 10. Date of service, 12-12 of 22. This is a 12-year-old female patient here complaining of headache and abdominal cramping. She has had this for several days now, period, new paragraph. The nature of her complaint has to do with her menstrual cycle and menstrual cramps. She does not usually take anything for the menstrual cramps, and apparently they were to the extent today that she had to stay home from school. She also stayed home on Friday as well, 3 days ago. She is needing a note to return to school. She tells me that that her menstrual cycle does occasionally exhibit a bit more pain than other times. Period, new paragraph. She is not taking any medications for relief of her symptoms. There is no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. There is no throat pain or ear pain, no shortness of breath, no chest pain. I've done a complete review of systems with the mom and with the patient. No other issues were brought forth. Period, new paragraph, blood pressure 105 over 66, pulse 78, respiration 16, temperature 98.2, oxygenation 99%, current weight 177, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication none, medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history, lives with mom, dad, and siblings. No association of secondhand smoke, period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed, mildly obese. H-E-E-N-T is largely unremarkable. Oral pharyngeal area within normal limits. Neck is soft, no lymphadenopathy. Ears, no tympanic membrane erythema. Landmarks are visible. Oral pharyngeal area clear. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft and non-tender, bowel sounds are present and within normal limits. Period, new paragraph, patient is on her menstrual cycle at the moment. She relates all of this pain to the menstrual cycle. Period, new paragraph. Patient does not have any issues with urination or bowel movements. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Dysmenorrhea. Patient will receive Motrin 600 milligrams 3 times daily. PRN pain. She will monitor her symptoms and return to clinic if not improving. We will provide her a note to return to school as well.